Good morning, and welcome to the only lifestyle show in the Lowcountry featuring guests, topics, and trends for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing. And now your host, Rebecca Imholtz.
Good morning, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. Now, as a baby boomer, you need information just for you. Where can you find it? Today's guest stays on top of the boomers and beyond scene. She's Cecilia Brown. She's the brand new editor of the Moultrie News. It's a longtime weekly newspaper east of the Cooper. The Moultrie News has a new special edition aptly titled Boomers and Beyond. You'll learn what's in the latest edition. I think it's the third one that's come out. It's very informative. And you'll learn, we'll talk probably about the future of print media and where it's headed, along with social media and how you can get the information that you need as a baby boomer. Now, as a regular listener of Let's Talk Boomers, you know I love the music scene in Charleston. And I especially care about our local young musicians, especially the high school marching bands. Well, today, Mount Pleasant is getting ready to bring on the bands with the annual Lowcountry Marching Band Invitational. Actually, the Moultrie News helped to promote that, and we greatly thank them. Well, that Invitational takes place today at the new football stadium at Wando High School in Mount Pleasant. It's the Charleston County School District Regional 2 brand new football stadium. The Wando High School Band Booster sponsors this day of music and pageantry. And last week's guest, Jay Johnston, the president of the Bands of Wando, talked about today's event. I really liken it to a bunch of mini Broadway shows because there is music, there's dancing, there's choreography, there's visual art. It's a lot of fun. Today, there are 10 marching bands competing from around the Lowcountry and beyond. You need to check it out. Gates open at noon. It's only $10 per adult ticket. You get a program with it. Gates open at noon. The first band steps off at 2 o'clock. Now, Wando High School, as host of the event, cannot compete today, but their marching band will perform their show By a Thread at 6 p.m. Awards are at 6:30. There are great concessions, and there's the fastest drummer competition. Students are only $5. Learn more, visit wandabands.org, or better yet, come on and join me today at the brand new Wando High School Stadium in Mount Pleasant for the Lowcountry Marching Band Invitational. Now, if you're a boomer thinking about starting a career in real estate, what do you look for in a company? What about the training? Where can you get it? Or maybe you're thinking about making a move to a new home, either because you want to downsize, you want a home that better suits your lifestyle, perhaps a home with less maintenance, one that's more accommodating as you age. Well, Michael Washburn, one of our Let's Talk Boomer sponsors, he can help you with these questions. He is an SRES, a seniors real estate specialist. He's a parent care housing specialist with Exit Realty of the Carolinas. And he can also help you if you're thinking about a second career in real estate. A lot of baby boomers are doing that. Well, Michael is with the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. It's right here in Charleston. It helps you pass the real estate exam, and then it provides you months of training in marketing, lead generation, so you can succeed. To learn all about Exit Realty and the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, visit letstalkboomers.com, and there will be a link. Now, summer's over. Actually, it's almost fall. And if you're like me, you're thinking, maybe I need to reverse some of that sun damage. Dr. Sunny O of Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery Center can help. With his IPL treatments, they're really cool photo facials. They help reverse sun damage. They reduce fine lines and wrinkles. Dr. Sunny O in Mount Pleasant, well, he also has great skincare products. SkinCeuticals, I love those. And Jane Iredale Makeup. Now, just mention that you are a friend of Rebecca's, that you listen to Let's Talk Boomers, and you get 10% off Dr. Sunny O's skin products and services at Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery Center. Just go to drsunnyo.com. Again, Dr. Sunny O, SONNYO.com. Now, as a baby boomer, you need to know about information, what's going on in the area just for you. Well, stay tuned because today's guest can help. She's Cecilia Brown. She is the new editor of the Moultrie News, a longtime weekly newspaper east of the Cooper. They have a special section that just came out, Boomers and Beyond. We're going to be talking all about it with Cecilia Brown, the Moultrie News. We'll be right back.
Do you hear sounds but you don't always understand what's been said? Do you want the radio or TV louder than everyone else? If you answered yes, you may have a hearing loss. Hi, I'm Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. At Holy City Hearing, we'll improve your hearing with the Hearing Aid Test Drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. Contact us at holycityhearing.com. Again, holycityhearing.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, along with our workshops, is a just-the-facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits so you can take charge of your Medicare plan. Save money and make the best choices. Get a free copy of Medicare Blueprint by going to MedicareBlueprint.com or come to one of our free workshops. You can register at MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Are you a boomer thinking about a career in real estate and you want to succeed? Then check out the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. Hi, I'm Michael Washburn with Exit Realty of the Carolinas. At the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, we'll help you pass the exam, and with our training center, we'll help you succeed. Classes are affordable and there's an online option. Visit thelowcountryrealestateschool.com. Remember, visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. Now, as I mentioned before the break, as a baby boomer, we are looking for information just for us. We need to know about what resources are in the community. Today's guest can help. She's Cecilia Brown. She's the editor of the Moultrie News. Welcome, Cecilia. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
I'm so glad to have you on Let's Talk Boomers for a couple of reasons. One is I love the Moultrie News. It's a great weekly newspaper.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate your readership.
Well, absolutely. And you not only do you have this edition, Boomers and Beyond, the special edition that just came out. We're going to talk about that. But you're new to the Moultrie News as well. You're the new editor-in-chief. So welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So glad to have you. So let's, before we talk about how you came to be at the Moultrie News, let's talk about the Boomers and Beyond section. What is it?
So our Boomers and Beyond section is a semi-annual special section, and it's dedicated to the boomer demographic. We want boomers to be able to pick up this special section and find content within it that talks about topics that they're thinking about, topics that we think that they'll find interesting and useful. This edition specifically talks about everything from local college courses that boomers can take, vision and hearing care, Medicare, senior resources for the aging population, so for boomers that are taking care of their parents and trying to find local resources. We also have our local pickleball schedule, since that's an up-and-coming sport in the area.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So we wanted to share that so that if they wanted to get out and be active, they could find a schedule that fits their schedule. Also, how to handle the loss close to the holidays, and other topics that we feel as though boomers hold close to their heart.
I love the wide array of topics that you've covered in this edition. So you've gone everything from boomers who are still active and looking for those local pickleball games. My mother-in-law loves to play pickleball, so I get it. And I played it once. It's pretty fun.
Great.
So looking for that all the way to, you know, resources in terms of health, vision, hearing. I see this one article, Medicare is a ticking time bomb ready to explode on your 65th birthday, which is, it's kind of true. As a baby boomer, we don't like to think about it, but as we get closer to 65, you have to pick a Medicare plan, whether or not you've got to. You have to do that. And then handling the holidays after loss, I've actually had a chance to meet the author of that, and it's a very good article, because it's something what we don't want to think about Well, the holidays are almost here, aren't they, Cecilia?
Yes, they're right around the corner.
They're right around the corner. So I think it's excellent that you included that. It's September, but we are getting ready to plan for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so there's some information there about where you can go to some free workshops if you are having to deal with your first holiday after the loss of a loved one, which is very difficult. So let's talk about this particular edition a little bit more. Is this your first edition?
No, we've done our Boomers and Beyond section. We're trying to continue this as a semi-annual piece. This particular edition was printed as a part of our Wednesday, September 26th edition, and we want to make sure that readers know that they can find this. It's actually the third section of our paper, so section C, and we're just really hopeful that this section is informative and that it's helpful for boomers in the East Cooper area to find the resources that they want.
It's a wonderful resource, and I'm so glad that this is your third time publishing it. I'm so glad that you're keeping it going. I really enjoy it. So in addition to the Boomers and Beyond section of the Moultrie News, what, in your opinion, makes the Moultrie News such a special weekly newspaper? Because it's been around for over 50 years.
Yes. So I feel as though our staff produces the in-depth municipal, community, and sports features to enlighten East Cooper residents about what's happening in the area. We really care about the voice of our community, and we have been that voice of the East Cooper area for 54 years now, and we're doing our best to communicate important information and stay a part of this East Cooper area.
So when somebody is moving into the area and east of the Cooper, which seems to be growing by leaps and bounds every day, is it fair to say that once they start reading the Moultrie News, they look for it? Like, if they don't get it, are they like, where's my Moultrie News? Why is it not on my driveway?
Yes, yes. And we have had people in the East Cooper area contact us and thank us because they didn't know anything about the community. And they read our sections and they get to know businesses and residents through our articles and get that really true feeling of being a part of the community by reading the paper. So we're hoping that that will continue, both with our print and online readership. We feel as though we see both areas growing. We have people call and ask how they can get the paper delivered to their home or where to go online to find the last sports feature that Frankie wrote or to find the last news article that Zach wrote. So we are excited to see those trends continue for both print and digital. A lot of people wonder about our media growing in the digital side, and we are seeing that indefinitely, and we are very excited about that because there's opportunity to engage different age groups online, but we also stay true to our print product and deliver it every week, home delivery in the East Cooper area.
I'm fortunate enough to get one of those print versions of the Moultrie News every week, and I look forward to it every week, and I have ever since I moved to Mount Pleasant over 20 years ago, because it does communicate the heart of the community, and I think that's so important. If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. We're talking today with Cecilia Brown. She is the editor-in-chief of the Moultrie News. It's a very long-time weekly newspaper east of the Cooper. Cecilia, what is that website where the listener can learn about the Moultrie News and get an online version of it?
Yes, so we have our website. TheMoultrieNews.com is just MoultrieNews.com.
MoultrieNews.com. And I want to touch more about the different formats now of journalism. So I'm a bit older than you. And when I was in journalism school, first off, where did you go to journalism school?
Yeah, so I graduated from the University of South Carolina School of Journalism and Mass Communications.
So excellent. A wonderful school, University of South Carolina, a Gamecock.
Yes, and I was actually the first journalism class through the new building. So that was exciting to get to move from the Coliseum to the Horseshoe and graduate out of the new building.
That's very exciting, definitely. So the Moultrie News has a print version, which a lot of folks still like to get the print version. We were talking before the show that the online version, you don't just have to click on a tab. You can go to get a PDF of the online version, too.
Yes. So if you go to our website, MoultrieNews.com, we have a blue bar that runs across the top of the website, and that has our e-edition, which you click on by getting to that blue bar, clicking on subscribe, and it will take you to the e-edition. When you get there, we actually have a new feature where we are actually having subscriptions for the e-edition because they're getting more popular. And just like our print version, we want to make the most of our readership. So we are having subscriptions actually started last week for that product. And if people don't want to pay for the PDF flip through, we offer all of our online content as normal on the website. So you can click through the sports section, the news section, community news. Another thing that I wanted to share with everyone listening today is that you can find the coverage that we are sharing on our website through our social media accounts. We are posting regularly to our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitter accounts, and those are all the Moultrie News pages. And I am also posting to my Facebook and Twitter account, Cecilia Scoop. So you can find things in the paper, on our website, and via our social media.
Wow, you've got it all covered. That's awesome. So you guys are busy.
Yes. We're trying to get our news out however we can.
That's terrific. So let's talk about that. You're getting the news out. So as a small business out there, or large business, if they're thinking about how can I get my message out there to the community, they don't have to, of course, live in east of the Cooper, but they want to let the folks know about the fact that they can serve folks east of the Cooper, have a business over here, why should they consider advertising with the Moultrie News?
Well, our home delivery weekly circulation is over 28,000 homes, and that's provided to numerous neighborhoods, and our online readers also see advertisements online, not just in the print. And what you're doing is you're reaching a market of the East Cooper that is unique because people follow us for our community news. They're following us for our sports features. They're following us for our in-depth municipal coverage. So if you're a business and readers pick up the paper or go to our website and see your ad, they're going to relate you to our publication.
I think that's so important. You're talking about that you are the clearinghouse. You provide all the news of what's going on locally. A lot of it, of course, is school news, you know, that parents are looking for and teachers are looking for. So it is important to the business owner out there listening that is, I love the Boomers and Beyond section, but as a boomer, even though I don't have children in public school anymore, I still like to know what the kids are doing.
Yes, and we love to share all of those stories. We have so many wonderful stories coming from schools in the East Cooper area. Children doing things over the weekend, children in the classroom. And we also have our teacher to parent column, which is very popular on the Moultrie News. If you go to our tab on the homepage of our website and click on teacher to parent, you can see all of Jody Stallings' columns where he speaks directly to parents and responds to questions via the column.
That's very, I like that column. I read it myself. That's very good.
Thank you.
So again, if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. We're talking today with Cecilia Brown. She's the editor-in-chief of the Moultrie News. Now, we have been talking primarily about this special edition Boomers and Beyond that just came out. We've been talking also about how the Moultrie News has been such an important part of the community east of the Cooper for over 50 years as a weekly newspaper. I do want to ask you, Cecilia, we were talking about content, what the kids are doing, local schools. Do you accept reader submissions?
Yes, we do. We accept letters to the editor from East Cooper residents. And if you would like to submit a letter to the editor, to myself, I ask that you send it to my email, which is editor@moultrienews.com. That's also listed on our website under the Contact Us tab and in our print publication. Every letter is subject to posting and printing based on my discretion of what I feel is appropriate for our publication. But normally we find that readers are submitting quality letters that the community as a whole are interested in or talking about. And another thing that I wanted to mention is that in addition to the home delivery that we were just talking about, Rebecca, I also wanted, people that live in areas that the Moultrie News isn't delivered to, they can still pick up single copy issues at area Harris Teeter's, Publix's, and Circle K gas stations. And for the full list of those rack locations, they can visit MoultrieNews.com, click on the customer service button at the top of the webpage, and find our rack locations there.
Oh, that is really good information to know. So if you aren't having the Moultrie News delivered, if you're not part of the home delivery process, you can still get a copy by some of these locations in the area: Harris Teeter, Publix, Circle K. Do you deliver out to Daniel Island?
So all of our circulation, I know that we deliver to numerous neighborhoods, and we would need to check with our circulation department on exactly which specific neighborhoods out there we deliver to.
But I'm sure there's some areas on Daniel Island too that where a person could pick up a print copy.
Yes, so. And we actually just expanded to Circle K within the last few weeks.
Ah, it's a new one then.
That is a new one. So folks along the Mathis Ferry, Circle K, and the other, I think it's two others, so it's three total, they can pick up at Circle K.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Yes.
So how do you do it? Well, you named a few names, but it didn't seem like a whole lot of people.
Yes, and we're just, how does the Moultrie News
staff? How do you do it?
Yes, so we have, there's three of us on the editorial staff. Vicki is our publisher.
Vicki Boyd.
Okay. Yes, and she has been the longtime publisher of the Moultrie News. We have three excellent sales reps that cover all of the greater Charleston area. They try to really get to know our East Cooper businesses, develop relationships, and help find a sales strategy that works best for that business. So we also have Stefan. He is our advertising specialist, and he helps those sales reps keep their accounts organized, make sure that all the ad proofs are getting delivered in time for our publication and for online. We also have Kelsey Hearn, who helps with our digital scheduling, our digital ad promotion. She's behind the scenes on the website.
Okay, so now it's all kind of coming together. I don't think I realized the behind-the-scenes staff before. So thank you so much for sharing that. Is there anything else that you'd like to add this morning?
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm very excited for this opportunity to get to know the East Cooper area, get to provide coverage and news content for this community. I have been very excited to become the editor of Moultrie News, and I hope that the community will communicate with me what they want in the paper, whether it be reaching out to me via phone or email. We are always looking for stories that the community wants to hear.
And let's give out that information again, your email and your phone and the website.
Wonderful. So you can contact me at editor@MoultrieNews.com. And you can also find my full contact information on our website by clicking the Contact Us tab. And you'll find my phone number and email listed there.
Okay, awesome. Well, Cecilia, I welcome you to the Moultrie News.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed getting to meet you. We've had a chance to chat before the show today, but I really feel like I've had an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better, and I can tell that you have a passion for journalism, and it shows. And
thank
I'm
you.
So glad to see that that we have someone now as the editor of the Moultrie News, as a new person that continues on the passion that Sully Whitty had.
Yes.
Because Sully Whitty was very passionate about the Moultrie News. And
I adore Sully and everything that she did for the Moultrie News, and I hope to follow a excellent journalism path that she started.
I believe that you will.
Thank you.
So thank you again, Cecilia Brown, Moultrie News.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. And this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Emholtz. I hope you enjoy your Saturday. And if you have a chance, don't forget, come on over to Wando High School and you can check out a really fun marching competition. It starts at noon today.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, along with our workshops, is a just-the-facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits so you can take charge of your Medicare plan. Save money and make the best choices. Get a free copy of Medicare Blueprint by going to MedicareBlueprint.com or come to one of our free workshops. You can register at MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
If you're a boomer thinking about a career in real estate, then you need to check out the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, the premier real estate school in the Lowcountry. Hi, I'm Michael Washburn, with Exit Realty of the Carolinas. At the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, we specialize in educating and training top producers around South Carolina so you can succeed. And we have an online class as well. Visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com. Again, visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com.
Hi, this is Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. If you think you have a hearing loss, contact us at Holy City Hearing. We'll give you a free hearing test, and you can try our hearing aids for free with our hearing aid test drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. With the test drive, we put you in the driver's seat. At Holy City Hearing, we treat you like family. Contact us at holycityhearing.com. Again, that's holycityhearing.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Hi, this is Rebecca Imholtz, and I'm with Michael Washburn of Exit Realty of the Carolinas and the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. Now, Michael, if a boomer is thinking about a career in real estate, well, how can the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center help them succeed?
Well, the first thing we're going to do, Rebecca, is teach you how to pass the test for the state so you can become legal to sell real estate.
That's a good thing.
That's a beautiful thing. And the neatest thing about it is recently you're now able to take this online. You can take it in the comfort of your own home. You can take it at your own pace and when it's convenient for you. For the past, I don't know, I took mine 28 years ago. You had to go into a classroom for 90 hours total time. Now you can take it online, which is really neat.
And that's really good news. And that online course, how do I learn more about it? What website do I go to?
LowcountryRealEstateSchool.com.
LowcountryRealEstateSchool.com. So there we check that. We can do an online course, pass the exam. Once I pass the exam, though, how else can the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center help me succeed?
Well, we offer a full array of training, and we've got a combination of online training as well as live training. And one of the biggest things we can offer is a mentor, which can help you show you how to just go through the whole process. And they're there to help you through your first transactions and as long as you need help with.
Now, I also know that you're with Exit Realty. What is unique about Exit Realty as an agent?
Well, one of the neatest things is we offer day one the ability of the agents to help us build the company. So they get a piece of the action. And as they help build the company, we give them what we call residuals. And it gives them the ability to actually earn more than 100%. So it's really unique and it's worked very, very well.
That is really good news. To learn more about Michael Washburn and Exit Realty of the Carolinas, visit his website at exitofthecarolinas.com. To learn about how you can succeed as a realtor, go to lowcountryrealestateschool.com. Again, lowcountryrealestateschool.com.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.